It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Isaiah. We are now at the 64th chapter. Now, we have God's appearance is so intense that it is like a consuming fire that burns everything in its path. And the higher intensity that God's presence is, the less our flesh is able to bear it. Did you know that? If we're so impure, and how can we possibly be saved other than His grace, mercy, and blood? Israelites had experienced God's appearance at the Mount Sinai. Exodus 19 and verse 16 and 19. When God met with Moses, there was a thunderstorm, smoke, and an earthquake. If God were to meet us today, His glory would overwhelm us, of course. We wouldn't be able to stand, especially when we look at our filthy garments. And let's go ahead and get started in the 64th chapter, verse 1. Oh, that You would rend the heavens and come down. Oh, yes. If He did, we'd all be dead. Our God is a consuming fire. And the pure holiness and glory of God would consume us, actually. The only way we could stand before God is covered with the blood of Jesus Christ completely and forgiveness by Him. That the mountains might quake at your presence as fire kindles the brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence when you did awesome things which we did not expect. You came down. The mountains quaked at your presence when He came down from, when Moses came down from the mountain. The mountains quaked at the presence of God. For from the days of old, they have not heard or perceived by ear, nor have the eyes seen a God besides You. Whenever somebody says that they're going to become a God, or there's more than one God, or Allah is God, or someone else is God, tell them they are crazy. And you will not hear it. You will not listen. Because there is no other God but the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's all. That's all, folks, as Woody Woodpecker would say. That's all, folks. He's the only God. There is no other God besides Him. I am. And when He says I am, He is the I am. For the days of old, they have not heard or perceived by ear, nor have seen God besides You, who acts in behalf of the one who waits for Him. You meet Him who rejoices in doing righteously. You meet Him who rejoices in doing righteously. Who remembers you in your ways. Behold, you were angry, for we sinned. We continued in them a long time. And shall we be saved? Question. For all of us have become like one who is unclean. There's not a clean one among us. I don't care how good you feel. I don't care how holy you feel, how pure you feel. There's not a good one. There's no good in us. That's it. That's the truth, folks. And all our righteous deeds are like filthy garments. There it is. There is the truth of the evening right there. If you don't get anything out of this study other than this declaration, this truth, this particular scripture, if you don't get anything out of it, but this right here, put this in your pipe and smoke it. And all our righteous deeds are like filthy garment. There it is right there. Every righteous deed that you can present before God. Oh, I did this. I did that. I tithe. I gave my money. I did the. I'm such a great, great person. No, you're not. There's none good. No, not one. No, not one. All of our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment. And you know what that filthy garment is. And all of us wither like a leaf. All of us wither like a leaf. And our iniquities like the wind take us away. Our iniquities take us away. They control us. And the only thing, the only lifesaver that's thrown to us is the blood of Christ. That's it. There is no one who calls on your name, who arouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us. When God hides his face from a people or a nation, that nation becomes so cold, so dark, and that people becomes so useless that there's no words of explanation. You've hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the power of our iniquities. Have delivered us into the power of our iniquities. We cannot crawl out. We cannot come out of our own strength. We have no strength to crawl out from our iniquities. Our iniquities have caved in on us. Our iniquities have caved in to the point where we can't even move. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. Now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. And all of us are the work of your hand. Now there is wisdom that you cannot deny. And Isaiah said it. This is why you know that this word is true. This is why you know that these words are so God-breathed. When Isaiah spoke this, when he said, all of us are the work of your hands, we are the clay and you are the potter. There it is. That is completely giving it up. Giving up to the Holy Spirit. Giving up to God. Giving up to what? His power, his anointing, and his forgiveness. We are just simply clay in your hands. When you say that to God, then you know that you've given up yourself. Because you, how can you become righteous? You can't. How can you become something you're not? You can't. How can you form yourself into? You can't. You're nothing but clay. Let the Holy Spirit work in you to will and to do of His good pleasure. And don't you forget that He's the only one that can do it. No one else. No one else can make an attempt at changing what's inside of you, what you are. No one can change. Remember that, because that's the only thing that you need to know, is that you can't change yourself. We are the clay. He is the potter. We're the clay. He's the potter. All of us are the work of your hand. All of us are the work of your hand. That puts it on God, doesn't it? What a wisdom spoke by the Holy Spirit. We cannot do it. All of us are the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord. Don't get angry with us because we can't change ourselves, Lord. Give it to God. Give it to God completely. If you do, then He'll come to you and change the situation. Do not be angry beyond measure, O God, nor remember iniquity forever. Behold, look now, all of us are your people. All of us are your people. Let's pray to God right now to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. Oh God, forgive us, cleanse us. Come into our hearts, O Lord Jesus, and let us be born again. Let us change by the Holy Spirit, not by ourselves. Let us change, and let us be ready to enter into the kingdom of heaven. We thank you, Lord, for this. In Jesus' name, amen. Behold, look now, all of us are your people. Your holy cities have become a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness. Jerusalem, a desolation. Our holy and beautiful house, where our fathers praised you, has been burned by fire. It has been burned by fire. There's nothing left. There's nothing left, is there? Nothing, absolutely nothing. And all our precious things have become a ruin. Will you restrain yourself at these things, O Lord? Will you keep silent and afflict us beyond measure? Are you going to continue to afflict us, O God? You know, when you're afflicted by God, you're afflicted. Did you know that? You don't want to be afflicted by God. You don't want to enter into the affliction of God. You want His mercy. You want His grace. You want His blood. You want, oh yes, you can't do it yourself. Surrender today. I urge you right now to surrender. We are the clay. He is the potter. Give it up. Give it up now. Give it up because you have nothing to offer. You have nothing but surrender to offer God. Give it up to Him and let Him do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. And let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a prayer request. And we'd like to pray for you as well. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved to God.